For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Weather is constantly monitored in South Carolina by meteorologists for TV stations and the National Weather Service. But to keep people informed of and protected from threatening weather, Richland County may have a unique advantage. It is the only county in the state, perhaps one of the few in the nation, to have its own meteorologist. Ken O'Quinn is both the county's meteorologist and an emergency manager, thus making the county uniquely positioned to respond quickly to bad weather.
I'm here before the sun comes up so that when the emergency managers all arrive here in the mornings, the forecast is already there. One of the components that I put up at the very top of the email that I send out, are there going to be any threats today? Depending on how imminent it is, we go into discussions to decide how we're going to handle those threats.
O'Quinn also developed a series of weather stations across the county that helps him gather more detailed information to help pinpoint problems such as high winds.
The first major project that we put together was a network system where weather stations are strategically placed so we can measure real-time data 24/7. And if there's a storm up in Ballantyne that's producing winds of 60 miles per hour and it's heading for downtown Columbia, we can alert the citizens of Columbia.
The system, also known as a MesoNet, is called RC Winds for Richland County, but its information is shared outside the county. Leonard Vaughn with the National Weather Service in Lexington County gave an example.
Say a thunderstorm sends out a gust front. We can see that on the radar, but a lot of times, you know, the radar estimates how strong those winds are and the direction they're coming from. But by using his MesoNet sites, we can actually get real-time data on the wind direction and the wind speed. So if that were to approach the airport, we may have to tell the tower and they may have to readjust how they have planes take off and land here.
RC Winds has stations within 3 to 4 miles of every location in the county, but O'Quinn wants to increase its accuracy even more. The system is also expanding to other counties, he said.
We have just over 40 stations. We look to putting up maybe 60 or 65. We also have Newberry and Lexington County, which are coming aboard, and Aiken County just recently expressed interest in joining into this program.
Monitoring the wind also can have real value in dangerous situations most people probably don't think of, said O'Quinn.
What if there was a train crossing Assembly Street in downtown Columbia that overturned and chemicals were released? What if it were a windy day? We could go to the nearest weather stations and it will show the plume and the neighborhoods downwind so that emergency responders can quickly alert the citizens that are in the path of this plume and warn them to get out.
One valuable location of an RC Winds station is on the scoreboard at Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia. O'Quinn monitors conditions during USC games, and from the top of the stadium, he recalled an instance where the system helped keep 80,000 fans safe.
We were tracking a thunderstorm that developed nearby, and we recorded winds of close to 40 miles per hour. Of course, the stadium had to be evacuated during a game, but it was the wind reports that prompted the emergency officials to tell folks, hey, you need to evacuate.
O'Quinn is aware of his uniqueness among counties, but said it would benefit other counties, especially those along the coast, which are most vulnerable to hurricanes, to have their own as well. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.